The man with the sunscreen.
Not enough sunscreen, Adam. Not enough sunscreen.
You need some.
I do. Before we move forward here, I do want to mention this. LJ Hose is in the house, and he's going to join us coming up here on Monday night. But our producer back in Baltimore, Jay Cottrell, his godson's AJ Francis. We talked about this last year. He's listening right now. You guys know each other from, I guess, the D.C. metro area. You guys came up around the same time. Now, AJ is going to be in the NFL. He just went to the combine and everything else, so kind of cool. All right, look at this picture right now from our great TV set at TV 11, high atop Television Hill. I see Sarah Caldwell, great friend of the show. I see Dr. Kim Hammond from Falls Road Animal Hospital, and I see an adorable golden retriever taken today. You want to tell us about this picture, that your dog is more famous than you perhaps right now?
She is. She gets paid the big bucks to eat Beneful.
That's what Beneful?
That's what she eats.
When I'm going shopping for our dog food, and I went to, I don't want to give the place up, but they said Beneful is the McDonald's of dog food.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So now I switched to something else.
Dang, we're just feeding our dogs just calories on calories.
So now I'm spending for Ruth Chris dinner every night. For
Churchill. But hey, but one thing about it is, in San Diego, there's a long trail, so she has plenty of exercise. And
that's good.
When she came back to Maryland, she was dusting all the dogs in the neighborhood and leaving them, and she had plenty of energy. So the McDonald's is helping.
And
she likes the double cheeseburgers.
I don't blame her. So do I. So do I. Or speaking of food, I go to Yoder's for you today as a sign of good faith gesture, because I don't think people appreciate your work day ended a long time ago. You got a long work day tomorrow. You're leaving a few days for the World Baseball Classic. Mm-hmm. And I felt I have to do something nice for number 10. He always comes on for us. He does a lot for us here on WBAL, although you're basically a family member now, I think, of the station, basically, because you're better half. But all that aside, I said, what is Adam Jones like? Food, baseball, and a bunch of other things. You have a laundry list of things you like. So I bring you back about 3 pies from Yoder's, the best place in town.
Yes.
Fried chicken from Yoder's, which is exceptional there. And then sure. I bring back, I think your favorite, a couple of cheesecakes from there, too. Now, I don't want you to get diabetes tonight, Adam, but that is all for you.
It's heading that way. Those delicatessens are all good. I mean, Yoder's is a place that I've told many people who ever come down here, where to go eat? Everybody wants to go to St. Armand Circle, mm-hmm. go to these restaurants. They're going to charge you $75 a plate, and you're not going to really like the food that much. And you got to drive. It's a hike out to get to St. Armand's and Lido Beach or Bird Key, wherever.
Siesta Key, wherever.
Wherever it's at. So it's something that's close to the stadium, and it's always packed. So that means that's a good thing. If something's packed, that means their product is good, and I've been going there since we came to Sarasota, and I'm not going to stop until I'm not coming to Sarasota anymore.
It's amazing, and the pies are really what draws people. I love their breakfast food, whatever they put in their pancakes, their eggs, it's all good.
Oh, every last thing that they have is good, and they take the time. I've had chili there before. Chili's outstanding.
I actually had soup there today.
Yeah, how was it?
It was awesome. It was actually exceptional.
I'm telling you.
And it's funny, it's packed there. I tweeted this out earlier today. You know a place is good when there's nowhere to park and the lines are long. Although that may be like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. That tells you about the food quality.
Yeah, but when you come, there's nowhere to park. I mean, you got to understand, you're in an Amish area, so there's a lot of, I don't want to sound disrespectful, but I call it a tricycle. I don't know if it's.
Yeah,
really,
man, that's what it is. I don't think it's disrespectful.
It's anything with three is try. So
yeah, right.
And a sickle. So I call it that. I'm sure it's something else. If it is, please correct me. But, I mean, they're all in their tricycles and their motorhomes, so they don't necessarily need the parking space.
Adam Jones with us here on WBIL Inside Studio 208. All right. If you're not ready to make this announcement, tell me right now. But do you have an announcement to make? Because this is something that's gone on now for a couple of years, and actually about 365 days ago, I actually think, and I'll take credit for this, everyone in the room, and listening on our 50,000-watt blowtorch, I'll take credit for this, that 1 year ago, there was a turning point in the Adam Jones contract saga. When you came on, you said, listen, I've been looking for homes in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, it was very unclear, I think, what your interest level was to stay in Charm City and what the club's interest was to how much they're willing to pay to retain you. We all know how that story ended. So I'll take credit for the six-year, $86 million contract right here. But a year later, you said you were looking for homes last year. Is there an update on that?
There is. I bought a home a couple weeks ago. I think we're trying to close this week. hopefully, and get it over with. You know, be in Baltimore for at least 6 years, hopefully longer. But I needed a house there. I've been in pro ball for 10 years, and I'm sick and tired of sleeping on other people's couches and furniture and beds and all that stuff. So now, for the first time in my life, I'm a homeowner, and it happens to be in Maryland, but don't for 1 second think I'm not buying a house in California also.
That's fine, but honestly, I'm dead serious about this. You can add up all the Ravens who own a home in Maryland and all of the Orioles who own a home in Maryland. It's probably, my guess, actual ownership, less than 10.
Markakis and B-Rob are pretty much the only guys on our team.
So now three Orioles.
Three Orioles. I know Ray Lewis has a house. I don't really know. A couple other guys, but you never really know, you know, what they're doing. You know, the younger players generally have roommates, they're in townhomes that they generally rent.
Right, rent.
But,
and there's nothing wrong with that, but there's, I think, an extra sense of a commitment level when, and you're at an age where it makes sense, and you have the stability and the contract to do it.
I got the security. First time in my life I got some stability, and I honestly don't know what to do with it, you know. I'm going crazy with... Now the next stage is decorating this house. We found a decorator. Now trying to get them with my financial people to coordinate it, and it's going to take months. I know my house won't be totally decorated until probably the summer, if not by the end of the season. So it's going to be a project during the season, which I'm going to try and, you know, stay as, you know, out of the way as possible so that I can just concentrate on baseball and let my better half take care of it. So that, she knows what she's doing over me. I barely know how to hit a baseball, so I'll try to figure that out a little bit more.
Well, Casey told me if there's too much construction going on in your house, he's offering up his for you.
He's got kids.
That's true.
He's got kids, and they're young, and, oh, yeah.
They're wild and free,
they're
too.
They're wild and free, and it'll be fun for a couple hours, but then when I'm ready to go to sleep, they're not. So,
well, it's pretty quiet. I mean that in all seriousness, that great saga has come to an end. And I do think, Jay's writing me that Keith Mills has a bed. That's an option. These are options.
Keith Mills has a bed?
He has a bed for you to crash in.
I don't need no bed. I need a wing. Missy's coming.
That's true,
Missy,
too.
Missy, and she got to sleep in the bed. Because she requires that.
Honestly.
She yells at us. If she, like, she doesn't even, in San Diego, we have a parlor, you know, in the room, the living room to the master bedroom, and if we don't allow her in the bed, she'll not sleep in her bed, but go into there's a couch in the parlor, and she'll just go on the couch and not even acknowledge us anymore. It's kind of disrespectful.
When you think about it.
Yeah, but that's Missy.
You're too much of a proud dad to show her any of the way.
She wants to get in the bed, so now I think I got to get in like an Egyptian king, something that'll fit.
I sleep three across. Yeah. I have no problem admitting that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm the one.
But you're not. But
my better half takes 50, and I'm left to divide up 25-25.
But you're not Audie's bigger than you. So she's taking up more space than you. I'm taking up more space than her, and then Missy's taking up almost as much space as both of us because the damn 95-pound dog wants to spread out every night, and I've been kicked in the eye by her. She just needs her space, and we're thinking of getting her a bed at in the house that it will just be like a couch that is huge so that she will never, ever leave the room. She'll sleep with us.
The future Mrs. Hollander is sick of hearing at 6 a.m. I didn't sleep last night because I had no room. I was off the bed. I was so close to going down to the couch, which is how I feel in the morning.
Go to Gateway and get the dog a bed.
My dog has nicer beds
than you.
Than me.
Yeah. That's
the spoiled dog, rottenness, Churchill.
You should see Missy at Audie's mom's house. The dog gets...
Oh, I know Carlotta. Absolutely spoils...
Oh, my
that
God.
Dog.
The dog gets treated like...
A queen.
Better than that. And if there's a way to be treated, she gets the royal treatment. And at the end of the day, I try to remind Carlotta and Audie that she's a dog. At the end of the day... She's pooping outside and not in the toilet.
That's a good way to look at it.
She can't wipe her own butt. She can lick it, but can't wipe it. So try to remind them every day. She's a dog. Let her be a dog sometimes. They be wondering, she's over there doing this. She's a dog. She's supposed to do that. Like, I guess she was yelling at some people's bird cages or was it chicken coops? And they were like, what's going on with this dog? It's a dog. A dog sees chickens, and she's going to want to have fun with them. Missy, she's harmless, so she probably wouldn't bite him. But she'd probably just smack around like cats do. So, yeah, that's her.
Adam Jones with us here in Studio 208. We'll come back with AJ. We'll talk about the upcoming WBC and the truth with 10 that you won't want to miss, all here on Sportsline.